We celebrate today the feast of one of the very famous early Jesuits, St. Aloysius Gonzaga. And I would encourage you in the course of the day, perhaps this evening, get a good Lives of the Saints and read about his life. He only lived to about the age of 23 or so. But what is most outstanding about St. Aloysius Gonzaga was incorporated by the church in our collect prayer for today. His tremendous innocence, not just physical purity, but a purity of mind and heart, totally devoted to Christ and his penitence. When you read of his life, you'll understand why the church in time declared him a canonized saint. But one of the greatest things that he did was in his dying days, which he contracted the plague while ministering to those already afflicted by it in the city of Rome, and he eventually died of it. But during his dying, he wrote a magnificent, beautiful letter to his mother, who was much aggrieved, obviously, as any mother would be, at the imminent death of her youngest son. You can find this letter not just in the internet, of course that seems to be everyone's gospel these days, but if you have a liturgy of the hours, part of that letter is in the office of readings for his feast. But it's a magnificent description, not so much of Aloysius himself, it's a great reflection of his piety, that innocence and that penitence which he embodied. It's a tremendous reflection on the power of Christ in one's life, which frees one to love others without reservation. He's a good example for all of us. He was declared the patron of Catholic youth, and most certainly he is an exemplary model of a Catholic young person.